Okay, we're starting here with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Bet. The Mishnah begins, Ein maskim lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael. One may not rent out houses to a Oved Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'in tzarach lamar sadot, and certainly that applies to sadot. The Gemara will tell us that sadot have multiple issues, two issues involved with why you cannot rent them out or cannot sell them, whereas a house only has one issue. Ube Surya, Surya is areas like Aram Tzova that are close to Eretz Yisrael and were at some point annexed to Eretz Yisrael, but they do not have Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says they lack Kedushat Eretz Yisrael because David was Kovesh them, but he was lacking. It was Shlo Al-Pi HaDibur. He did not have the Urim V'Tumim. Ubelo Shishim Ribo. And he did not have all of Klai Yisrael along with him. And therefore it's called a Kibush Yachid because it lacked those items or those things that make it into a quote-unquote Kibush Rabim that would be Mekadesh that area. On the other hand, Tosfos in many places disagrees with the Rashi. Over here he brings the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Meharpot that suggests that Kibush Yochid is something like Ya'ir ben Menasheh, those that are mentioned in Sefer Dvarim. But again, he rejects that. Then he brings down the opinion that he cites in other places, which is Lekach Nira Koshin L'Rishut L'Kavesh, anywhere we have no permission to conquer, Nikra Chul. That's called Chutzlaretz. Kozman Shlo Kavash Kol Eretz Yisrael Lo'yad L'Rishut L'Kavosh Chutzlaretz. That he didn't have a right. Since they had yet to conquer the full area of Eretz Yisrael, therefore, he did not have a right to conquer these areas outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that's, he brings down the Midrash that Kodesh Baruch Hu criticizes David for going out and conquering these areas in Syria before he conquered the area right near his palace, before he had conquered Yerushalayim. So until they had completed the area or conquering of Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have a right to conquer outside of Eretz Yisrael. That lack of permission is what makes it a Kibush Yachid. I mean, the definition of Kibush Yachid is that you don't have permission or won't be Mekadeshit like Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Rabim is when it will work. So over here, it doesn't work because there was some failure, and that was that David HaMelech went before he had conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So this area of Surya, that is not, does not have Kedusha at the Aretz, does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, as we explained, Rashi or the Tosafot, there you are maskirim lehem batim, you're allowed to rent them houses, ablo sadot, but you may not rent them fields. Ubechol, chutzlaretz meaning anywhere else, outside of Eretz Yisrael, machrim lehem batim umaskirim sadot. You can sell them houses, and you can rent them fields, meaning that you cannot sell them the fields, but you can rent them fields. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi holds Eretz Yisrael maskirim lehem batim, that in Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to rent them houses, avalo sadot, but not fields. And again, this is for the same differentiation that we saw by Rabbi Meir, that a field is more chamur than a bayit. So over there, by Eretz Yisrael, you can be maskir a bayit, but you can't sell it. And then sadot, you can't even be maskir inside of Eretz Yisrael. Ubesuria, machrim batim, umaskirim sadot. You can sell houses, and of course you can rent them. And you can rent out fields, you just can't sell them. Ubechuzaretz, machrim el veil. In Chuzaretz, you're allowed to sell whatever you want. Af b'makom shamru laskir, and even in places where they said you're allowed to rent it out, lo de beit dira amru, that is not for a place to live. Mipnei shu machnis l'tocho v'dat kochavim, because what is he going to do? He's going to end up bringing in avodah zara into those places. Shenemar lo tiyavito yivayel beitecha, you're not allowed to bring the avodah zara into your house. And if he's renting it out, it's going to be your problem. It's your house, and now there's avodah zara in it. And you can never rent him out the bathhouse. It's going to be called by your name, meaning your name is on the bathhouse, and when you rent it to him, he's going to work it on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed, and people are going to think that he's doing your bidding, or he's your shliach, or he's working for you, and you keep the bathhouse open on those days. So we don't allow you to rent out in that case. That would be tomorrow's daf, we'll deal with that. But the first section, which we're going to deal with right now, is the question of what is the difference, or what drives the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi over here. So my ain't zareich lamor sadot. Why is it so obvious to the Gemara? We see it throughout the Mishnah, and we saw Rabbi Meir make an explicit statement to this fact that certainly sadot. I mean that whatever you say about batim, then certainly you would say by sadot. Ile mishum deit beitarte, that there are two issues over here. By a sadeh, if you sell the field, you have two problems. One is chada chaniyata karka. One is the problem that we mentioned on daf chof, which is lo tichaneim lo titin lehem chaniyata karka. You're giving them a portion of the land, you're giving them a hold on the land. Now this field will no longer be chayav in masrot. So, yohachi batim nami. By houses, you have the same problem. Mikatarti, you have two. The same problem, lo techaneim, lo teiten lehem chaniyab karka. The other problem is that you can ruin, you won't be able to do the mitzvah mezuzah on the house anymore. Gemara says, that's not good. Mezuzah is the obligation of the person who lives there. It has nothing to do with whether you own the house or don't own the house. It has to do with whoever lives there. Meaning that even if you own the house and you don't live there, there may be no obligation to put up a mezuzah. So too, when you're renting it to someone else, so now there's no mezuzah there, that has nothing to do with you. You could not have a mezuzah there even if you didn't rent it out. So renting it out is not what's being mafkia you from doing the mitzvah of mezuzah. The mitzvah of mezuzah relates to living there, not ownership. So therefore, when you sell the house, you're only mafkia from one item. So based on this, you have basically a statement of the Gemara that if you sell a sadeh in Eretz Yisrael, you cause two problems. Number one problem is lo techaneim, that lo teten lehem chaniyah b'karka. Number two is that you're mafkia midei masrot. By a house, you only have one of those problems. Lo techaneim, which is don't give them a chaniyah b'karka, don't give them a hold in the land, but you don't have the problem of mezuzah, because mezuzah is chovat adar. It has to do with who's living there. There's no obligation and ownership that relates to this house. Now, Tosfos asks over here, when we say that when you sell the house, you mafkia midei maser, according to whose opinion is that? We have a machlokas tanaim. Machlokas tanaim is a question that revolves around whether a goy has the right to, or when you sell property to a goy, is mafkia midei masrot. Does a goy have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, the ability to create a kinyan within Eretz Yisrael, to the point that he can then make the land patur from chumot and masrot? That's machlokas tanaim, whether a goy has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Is a full-fledged Kenyan, and therefore the Chumah the Masrot, you're no longer chayav in because the Goy owns it, or the Goy bought the property, but it's still, he cannot get a Kenyan strong enough on that property in order to ruin the Masrot and Chumot. So it's obvious, it would be easy to explain the Gemara according to the one who says that the selling of the property to a Goy creates a Fkoh of Maser and Chumot, because that Goy has a full-fledged Kenyan. That we can't explain. Tosfos attempts at first to explain it, even according to the one who says that generally we don't say that a goy has the power to mafkia midei kinyan. That he doesn't have the power to remove chumot masrot. Nevertheless, he says maybe over here we would say it, because when you sell to the goy, in the end, yes, if a Jew consumes the produce, he will have to then take off chumot masrot. But he's being mafkia the fact that the land itself is chayav or obligated, as kedushat aretz, and you want the person who works it in the kedushat aretz when it comes out to have chumot masrot taken off of it. When you sell to the goy, that will not happen. Because if he consumes it, if he plants it for himself, he will not then take off Trumot and Masrot. So that's a suggestion that even according to the one who says that a Goy doesn't have the power to be Mafkia Midei Trumot and Masrot in Eretz Yisrael, that you would still have a problem over here. In the end, he rejects it. He says that really can't be the case. Because then even by Schirut, even by renting, we'd have the same problem. So once a Goy rents it, then he would create the exact same problem. And we know that the problem is only when you sell it, though, right? The renting is a problem up to that you might come to sell it. We see Rabbi Yossi later on allows you to rent it out. So if there were a case where the problem was that you'd be mafkia when you rent it out, because now who's working the land? The guy's working the land, and he's not going to give Chumot to Masrot from there. So if that was the problem, the problem should exist even by rental. So Tosfos rejects that. Then Tosfos moves on to discuss the issue of mezuzah. And that is that mezuzah, Tosfos has a big chiddush here, that mezuzah is a chuvat hadar. That's what the Gemara says. So here, the obligation of the one who lives there, but it's only the obligation of the one who lives there if he actually owns the house. The chiyuv min haTorah, it has to be beitcha. It has to be your house, plus it has to be yadcha, that you have to be the one going in and out. Meaning that you need to have both qualifications in order to be chayav and mezuzah. You must live there, but you also must own it. Based on that, Tosfos says, anyone who rents a house is only chayav and mezuzah midirabanan. That's a rabbinic institution that if you rent the house, you must put on a mezuzah. In Chutz La'aretz, you're given a 30-day window to put up the mezuzah, because only after people come to think that it's your house, if you rent it for a longer duration than 30 days, people will think it's your house, therefore you put up a mezuzah, because it looks like your house. And he says the same thing by a talit she'ula, by borrowing a piece of clothing that is chayav and tzitzit. In Mina Torah, to be chayav and tzitzit, you must own the beged and wear the beged. You need to have both of them. So therefore, if you borrow the beged and wear it, you only have one, and you only chayav midirabanan if you borrow someone else's beged. After 30 days, why do we say you have to put in tzitzit? Because people are going to think it's yours. They're going to think it's yours. You got to put in tzitzit because people might come to think it's yours. So Tosfos says, based on that, that in Chutz La'aretz, we wait 30 days, that's an institution derab bonon, and also here in Eretz Yisrael, later on, Tosfos will repeat this and say the same thing later on, which is that in Eretz Yisrael, even though we obligate when you rent the house to put up a mezuzah immediately, according to Tosfos, that's only a din derab bonon. It's a din derab bonon because in general, in order to be chayav d'oraita, you need both. You need ownership and living. And in Eretz Yisrael, if you're renting, you only have living, but you don't have ownership. And therefore, according to Tosfos, you only be chayav mid derab bonon. That is the position that Tosfos brings down. On the other hand, you have those that argue on the Tosfot, Rashi over here, and many of the mainstream Rishonim argue and say, Chovat Adar literally means that. The one who's Chayav Midoraita in Mezuzah is the one who lives there. Doesn't matter if he owns it, doesn't matter if he does not own it. Ownership is irrelevant over here. Living is what's relevant. Whoever lives there puts up the mezuzah. So if you're a socher, if you're a renter, you can put up the mezuzah because you are the one who is living there. So according to those Rishonim, the chiyuv is midoraita when you live there. There is, my brother mentioned to me that there is also the shita of the Rimilunil. The Rimilunil also suggests an interesting shita that the fact that the chovadat hadar, that the one who lives there is obligated to mezuzah, does not poter the one who owns the house. I mean, the obligation is on both parties. There's an obligation on the owner of the house put up the mezuzah, there's also an obligation on the chovat adar. So if the one who's living there puts up the mezuzah, then fine, he takes care of it. But if he doesn't put up the mezuzah, that does not poter the one who is owning the house from putting up a mezuzah. Ownership means that you must put up a mezuzah, but also the one who's dar, who lives there as a mezuzah. There's an equal obligation on both of them, and the fact that the chovat adar has an obligation does not poter, does not remove the obligation from the owner of the house of putting it up. Just that maybe we say that the obligation devolves first upon the one who's living there, but if he doesn't accomplish it, it might be that the owner is then responsible, according to the Rimi Nulil, to put up a mezuzah. So that would be a third opinion, a possibility of how we look at mezuzah, or the obligation of who it is to put up the mezuzah. We have Tosfos over here suggesting it's only a din derabonon when you live there and you don't own it, you need both ownership and living there. If Rashi and other Rishonim would say that dar is the qualification midoraisa, if you live there, you're chayav in a Torah, you don't live there, you're not chayav. And the last position that we mentioned was the Rimi Lo'Nil, who suggests that the Chiyuv Min HaTorah is on the one who lives there, but is also on the one who owns it. The one who owns it is not, his Chiyuv is not removed by the fact that someone else lives there and is obligated to put up the mezuzah. Now the Gemara says, B'Suria Maskirin Batin. Suria allowed to rent out houses. Maishna Mechira Dulo. Why are you allowed to sell houses in Suria? Meshum. Mechira d'Eretz Yisrael. That you can't do it because we don't want it to be. It's close enough to Eretz Yisrael. We're afraid if you sell in Syria, you'll also sell in Eretz Yisrael. So, iyachi mischirut naminigzor. Then why don't we say the same thing by schirut, by renting out? If we say by renting out Eretz is impermissible, then in Syria it should also be a problem, and you shouldn't be able to rent out because you may come to rent out in Eretz Yisrael. Where it says, he gufa gzeiro, v'nam nikum negzor gzeiro l'gzeiro. The whole fact, the reason you can't rent out the houses in Eretz Yisrael is because you might come to sell them. I mean, in itself, there's no problem with renting out the house. The problem is that if you rent it out, you might come to sell it. So that is already a gzeira. Now you want to include Syria in the gzeira. You want to say, oh, in Syria, you're not allowed to rent that house because you might rent them out in Eretz Yisrael, which might come to sell them in Eretz Yisrael. That's a gzeira the gzeira. That's putting a din derabanan on top of a din derabanan, and we don't do that. Where it says, wait a minute, v'has chirut sadeh b'suria d'gzeir d'gzeirahi. What about renting a field in Syria? In Syria, we say you're not allowed to rent out a field in Syria. Yet, in Eretz Yisrael, there's an isur to sell the field, but again, the reason that you cannot rent the field out in Eretz Yisrael is because you might come to sell it. So that's already gzeira. And then we're saying in Syria that you're also not allowed to rent out the fields, and that's only because if you rent out in Syria, you may come to rent out in Eretz Yisrael. If you come to rent in Eretz Yisrael, you might come to sell the house. And again, that's a gzeira l'gzeira. So that can't be the issue, or that can't be the problem, because then by Sadot, we would say the same thing. So Gemara says, Atam lav gzeirahu. No, there it's not a gzeira, kasavar kibush yachid, shmei kibush. The kibush by an individual has a status or enough a status to create a shame of kedusha on this land. Therefore, so the deed beitarte, a field that has both of these issues, gazri bei rabbonon. The Rabbanan said, not only is mechira asur, which we completely asur, because kibush yochid is a good kibush, then those areas become like Eretz Yisrael, and you would not be able to sell. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, when you're not able to sell, we also goes there that you're not allowed to rent it out. In Syria, when you're talking about a field, which is much more chamur, because it has two problems there, then we say don't rent them out. When it comes to a house, even though in Eretz Yisrael, we were goes there for a house, then you're not allowed to rent them out in case you might come to sell them. Nevertheless, in Syria, they didn't say that. Even though it's impermissible to sell the house there, mina Torah, because you believe kibush, yachid is shmei kibush. Nevertheless, the chachamim were not goes there on the house, because there's only one item. It's not a double problem like that of a sadeh. Batim delei beudarte lukazru barabonon. And therefore, by batim, where they don't have these two issues, the rabbanim were not goes there. It says, b'chutz laretz. In chutz laretz, the opinion of Rabbi Meir is that you can be mochrim lehem batim or maskrim lehem sadot. You can sell houses, of course, rent them out, and you can rent out fields, but you may not sell fields. So my time was sadot. What is the reason sadot? It beitarte. So that sadot that have two things, gazru b'u rabbonon. Therefore, the rabbonon were gozer. Batim delei b'udarte lo gazru b'u rabbonon. they batim that don't have these two issues, the Rabbanim were not gozer at all when it comes to chutz la'aretz. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beretz Yisrael maskimu lehem batim, and Eretz Yisrael allowed to rent them out houses. My time, huh? Sadot, it b'utarti gazbu rabbanon, batim t'leit b'utarti lo gazbu rabbanon. This gazer rabbanon of not renting out only applies to fields where you have two problems if you violate it, and you sell it. But by a house where if you only sell it, you only violate one issue, there the chamim were not gozer. Ubisuria mochrin, and in Syria, according to Rabbi Yossi, you are allowed to sell mochrin batim, umaskrim sadot, you're allowed to sell houses and even rent out fields. So what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Syria? Because my time is kasavra kibush yachid lo shmei kibush, that the area of Syria is not kadosh like the kdushat Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, vesadei baitarte gozbu rabbanan, sadei that has two of these issues, therefore the rabbanan will gozer in Syria not to sell them, but batim delay beutarte, batim they only have one issue, the rabbanan won't gozer at all, and allowed you to sell them in Syria. Ubechul mochrim, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to sell elu beelu, you can sell whatever you want, my time and since it's so far away from Eretz Yisrael, they were not gozer in this instance. So Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Alocha ki Rabbi Yossi. Alocha is like Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi, vajli asena shchuna. That you're allowed to sell to a non-Jew as long as you don't make it into a non-Jewish neighborhood. Bekama shchuna. How big is a non-Jewish neighborhood? Tano, in shchuna p'chuta mishlusha b'nei Adam. Can't sell it so that there are three. You can't bring three of them together and to create a neighborhood. V'lichush dimo ozil ha-Yisrael, umzabin l'chad of the chavim. May why won't you chushesh that this Jew will sell it to one over the chavim and then he'll subdivide the pot. He'll subdivide the plot and sell it to two different over the chavim, and he himself will be there. So if he does that, then you have three over the chavim. We only worry about one step removed. We don't worry about two steps removed. Now Rashi and Tosfos over here said that this is not literally lifnei iver lo titen mikshol, because you create a shchuna of ovdei avodah zarah, you haven't done anything wrong. So what's lifnei that you're talking about, or lifnei iver lo titen mikshol that you're speaking about here? It's just a siman. It's a way to demonstrate that this is too far-fetched. And that's what Rashi says. Klomar l'kuli haylo chashinan. We don't worry about these types of far-fetched issues. On the other hand, Tosfos, after he says exactly like Rashi, then he comes back and says, inami, maybe, came to Yisr shchuna, shlo yivo hezek l'Yisrael, maybe there is an Yisr for creating a shchuna of the Avodah Zarah, because that might cause hezek to Yisrael. Therefore, there is a problem of lifnei iver, because you're going to cause problems for a Jew who lives in that area by creating the shchuna of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he says that therefore you would be chayav to prevent that type of hezek happening. That's only if you are one step removed. If you are two step removed, we're not going to ask you to take care of the situation. Like lifnei did lifnei, and you don't have to worry about the Ovid Kochavim, what he does, and how he subdivides the plot. You have to worry about what he himself does with the property once you sell it to him. But if he goes and redivides it and then sells it off afterwards, that's his issue, and that we don't worry about lifnei did lifnei. So Tosfos gives a possibility that he really is talking about lifnei iver, even though it's a little bit more far-fetched. Nevertheless, he suggested, on the other hand, the first answer to Tosfos and Rashi said that this lifnei, the low lifnei iver, is not about a question of lifnei iver, but rather a way to indicate or to say that this is just too far removed for us to worry about it. So the Mishnah in the end says, after makom shemur laskir, even a place where they permit you to sell it, you may not sell it for a bait or bait dira. So Marius, what is the problem about? The problem over there, and we know from the Mishnah, is that he might bring avodah zarah into the house. And Tosfos here asks again what he's done many, many times in Masechet Avodah Zarah, and he will do again and again, which is that the practice of the people who live amongst the goyim, it seems to be directly against the Mishnah, directly against the Gemara. That he says, "Ish tochav peik, amash ayusomchim bnei adam nekor laskir batim lovdei chavim afle beit dira." We sell, right, and rent out houses to an Ovid Avodah Zarah, even for a beit dira, even for them to live in it. Here the Mishnah says no, and yet we do it against this Mishnah. So, what is the heter? What is the reason that we are allowed to do this? So the Gemara, he suggests, the first answer he suggests is the fee. Ze, be'et she'ovdei chavim she'beinenu inem machnisin v'teim ovdei chavim b'kviyut. That when they don't bring into the houses, they don't bring avodah zarah into the house on a permanent basis. Only when there's a mate there, or there he's about to die, they bring in something that's avodah zarah. And even that, when they bring it in, they're not worshiping the avodah zarah, they just bring it in there. So they suggest that possibly the reason that we do it is because our modern day Ovdei Avodah Zarah, our modern day neighbors, are not so aduk b'Avodah Zarah that they bring it in on a permanent basis. They bring it on a temporary basis, only in special situations. So therefore, maybe it's mutar based on a raya that he brings from a tosefta. The Tosfos then disagrees and says, no, ain raya gemura, there's no proof from that tosefta. And he brings then the Rav Chaim Kohen mevi raya lahatir. And here Rav Chaim Kohen makes a suggestion. He says that by Chutz La'aretz, it's not called Beit Cha, Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. It's a very pro-Eretz Yisrael statement by Rav Chaim HaKohen. But he says that a Jew only has a kinyan on the karka, only has a kinyan to make it Beit Cha, your house, when you're in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, it's not Beit Cha, it's not your house. You're a visitor there. And if you own the house, it's not a kinyan like you have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. A Jew owns a house in Eretz Yisrael, that's a kinyan, that's Beit Cha. But in Chutz La'aretz, that's not called Beit Cha. Yeah, you own the house, but it doesn't qualify to be called Beit Cha. And therefore, we don't want to worry about the Avodah Zorah that is brought into the house in that case. The Re rejects this and says, what do you mean? How could it be? Meaning that, how could Yisrael be any worse off than a Ovdei Avodah Zorah or a Kochavim in Chutz La'aretz? We know that even according to one who says that a Ovdei Avodah Zorah or a Kochavim does not have a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, of Kiyam Midei Masrot, and Chutz La'aretz, he definitely has a Kinyan. He has a kinyan in the Chutz La'aretz. So if a goy can have a kinyan in the Chutz La'aretz, why can't a Jew have a kinyan in the Chutz La'aretz? And then he asks from the case of mezuzah as well. If that's the case, then you should be patur from mezuzah in Chutz La'aretz. If you can't have Beit Cha in Chutz La'aretz, then you can't have a chiyuv of mezuzah. Because only when it's your house are you chayav, but you can't create your house in Chutz La'aretz. This is Tosus L'shitato before, that we said that Tosus believes when it comes to chiyuv of mezuzah, midoraita, that only happens when you both own the house and you are living in the house. So over here, if you can't own the house, you'll never get to an obligation where you be chayav in mezuzah, midoraita. So then he says, Mira Nira L'ri, he says that the Ri, that Yushalmi Shevi Rabbi HaMakoin Raya Gmura, what the Rabbi HaMakoin says is, or the Rishalmi brings as a proof, but lo mitame, but not for the same reason. And that is, what's the reason in Chul that we're mutar, the Haskir, way the Rabbeinu Elchanan explains, and that's, Ikmei Elo Asar L'Bait Yisrael Atzmo, Shu Dar B'Tochol Bo'Odo Darbo. The only time there's a problem in Chutz La'aretz is when you're, it's your house and you're still living there. V'afil b'Eretz Yisrael, and even in Eretz Yisrael, k'mo mezuzah shenu chayav ba'el b'beito b'odo darbor. You're only chayav mezuzah if you live in it. Aval asocher ba'it, af b'Eretz Yisrael patur min mezuzah. If you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to put up mezuzah. Rabban hu d'gozru, and only Rabban would go there, laskir l'obeid chachamim, mipnei shemachnis l'tocho avdei chachamim. Chachamim over there were goes there that you shouldn't rent it out to an avdei chachamim because he brings in avodah zarah. V'ashka dafka batim asurim l'dira, and therefore they only said it applies to batim asurim l'dira, and it only applies right in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. And then by Eretz Yisrael, they were machmir, but in Chutz La'aretz, they were mekiyo. And that's because the issue of Beit Cha, or the bayit, is only an issue when you actually own the house. When you rent out the house, or when you're renting the house, there is no form of ownership over here. And the obligations are only when you own it, and you live in it. So if you own it and you live in it, then you're chayav in mezuzah. If you own it and you live in it, then you have a problem. Somebody brings a avodah zarah into it. On the other hand, if it's someone renting out your house, then number one, the renter is not chayav in mezuzah. I mean, neither are you, because you don't live there, but he living there does not make him chayav in mezuzah midoraita. And also, if the chachamim lives there, and he brings in a avodah zarah, that's his issue. He's the maskir. That's his issue. The one who lives there is the one who controls, and it doesn't affect you. It won't affect you in that sense, because you are the owner, but you don't live there. If you don't live there, then it's not yours anymore. It's considered beitcha, to be chayav, to be toiva, el beitcha, that you can't bring the toiva into your house. So it won't be classified as your house. We said before that chovat adar, mezuzah is chovat adar, and we said before you're not allowed to rent that house because they're going to bring in a avodah zarah there. But it says it's all midrabbana, it's only a rabbinic institution. The rabbinic institution is that when you rent a house, you got to put up a mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael right away, and chutz la'aretz after 30 days. The other institution is that if you are in Eretz Yisrael and you rent out your house, and you rent it out for a living quarters, we won't let you do that because he'll bring in a avodah zarah, even though it's not yours and it won't be a problem. We don't want that happening. So therefore, we won't let you rent it out in Eretz Yisrael. But that means in Chutz La'aretz, they were make you. The Rabban, when that goes there in Chutz La'aretz, that you can't rent out the house to an avodah zarah because there is no obligation to oraita. And therefore, you're patur. It's a big chiddush of Tosfot over here, both by mezuzah as well as by the heter that he's trying to create or trying to have for people, why we are able to sell and rent out houses in Chutz La'aretz, even though it should be restricted, like we say over here, because even the one who permits it, only permits it when there's no avodah zarah. Over there we are seeing the Ovdei Chachamim come in. So we saw the answers, different answers. We saw the first answer of the Tosafot, who suggested as to whether they bring it in on a permanent basis or temporary basis. We rejected that. Then we had Rav Chaim HaKohen, who says that a Jew in Chutz La'aretz has no kinyan, and therefore it's not your house. Again, Tosfos rejects that and then brings down the same Yishalmi that the Reb Chaim HaKohen used, but he explains it differently. And he suggests that the issue is that Midoraita, to be called your house, you must own it and live there. You need both of those qualifications. Without both of those qualifications, it's not called your house. It's not called your house. Then we don't have these other problems. These problems only Midorabanan. The Rabbanan goes there in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzaretz by Mezuzah, but only in Eretz Yisrael when it came to the problem of renting out, when we're afraid they're going to bring in Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara just concludes and says, but from this, it sounds like that there are places where you may not rent out in the Chutz La'aretz. So, Stamak Rabbi Meir, that sounds like Rabbi Meir, because he says in Eretz Yisrael in Maskirin that you're not allowed to rent them out, whereas Rabbi Yossi always thinks that you can rent out houses. So, Rabbi Yossi, he says you can rent out, even in Eretz Yisrael you can rent it out, in Chutz La'aretz you can rent it, you can do it anywhere you want. If you can rent it any time, Rabbi Yossi can't be the author of this position. So, that means that the Stam, or it sounds like the Mishnah, is going like Rabbi Meir, or that last piece of the Mishnah is sounding off of Rabbi Meir, because he's the one who restricts you from renting, and in places where he is matir, he's only matir up to the point, or if you do it for, say, low the Beit Dira, not for a residence, but if you do it for residence, then it would be restricted. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi either does not have this, he's not the author of that position, or that he doesn't hold of that position, and that he might permit you to sell it even for, rent it out even for a Beit Dira. Or the possibility is that he agrees with Rabbi Meir, but he's just not the author of the position in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is referring to Rabbi Meir. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with this daf tomorrow.